Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Deck the halls with balls up.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's celebrate Mashramani.
And plan a trip with the kids. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Monica, Dinah, Kavita and June discussed the jingle competition and the participation of women in educating everyone about the EITI process. Kavita was speaking to Jonathan about some problems being faced in which they may have to pay a lot of money to some persons. Denzel arrived and her phone rang, but she didn't answer. A suspicious Denzel checked her phone and saw it was Jonathan and left, accusing her of not being honest with him. We now join Monica, who is visiting Simon and Pepper's seafood shop.
Happy Mashramani, Simon and Pepper.
Happy Mashramani, Monica.
Happy Mashramani, my dear.
Y'all ain't mashing today?
Of course we are. I just saw that we open up this morning, and then around midday, we can close and head down to watch the float parade.
But the one Lawrence grumbling like he ain't wan go, but I dragging he out.
And you're in order.
As if he got a choice.
Oh, you know, right?
Who am I, eh?
I bring these flyers for y'all, pay. So we having a little jingle competition for get more people for learn about the extractive industries, EITI and so.
Yes, I hear about it. It's a good thing y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
This competition is open to people of all ages?
Everybody from 0 to 100. At the end of the day, it's all of we business.
That's great.
Husband, like you thinking about participating?
Simon?
No. I'll just help to spread the word. I'm not the jingle type of person.
Oh?
It would be nice to see seniors participating though.
Well, we hoping.
Imagine Mr. Carter doing a jingle.
Or Lucille.
Oh man. One thing I love about Morondoy is that we have people of all shapes, shades and sizes. From all backgrounds.
No foreign people living here.
It's a welcoming place.
But stick a pin. This competition is just for Guyanese. Suppose a Venezuelan or a Brazilian or a Haitian one do a jingle.
That is something we didn't think about.
Not to accept them in the competition would be discrimination. The main goal about this competition is to let people become aware of the EITI and how they can participate in the process.
True. true. I got to raise it with the village council.
Imagine if somebody do a jingle in Spanish.
Adds flavor to the competition.
But how are we going to judge when people don't understand it?
We can be interpreters.
But look, that's too much work, Simon. Anyway, it will be discussed with the village council. Another thing I wanted to ask you is for a little sponsorship. I know you're not too long ago started business, but any little thing.
Of course. We will be happy to offer some sponsorship.
My husband make the decision before I could even talk.
Is there a problem, honey?
No. I just happy to support.
Thanks so much.
But we gotta forget a little something in return, you know, Monica. I know this jingle competition is a big thing that gonna be happening at the community center ground. You think me and Simon gonna be able to set up a little booth or something?
Yeah, man.
Brilliant. So it's a jingle competition and an expo.
Yes.
Nice.
We could give the people who come to our booth a little information about the vital role fisheries play in our economy. How important it is for food security, cultural practices, and livelihoods.
Me bright husband, you're going to do the part.
Including fisheries in EITI must lead to better governance. We can see data about fisheries management, revenue generation, and how much it contributes to our economy.
Yes.
Simon, I love it. Other businesses in Morundai can set up booths. People going to be entertained and educated at the same time.
And you know what, babes?
Tell me, honey.
Maybe we could have whoever win the jingle competition do a jingle to promote our business, the loaves and the fishes.
I agree.
I love it. Simon and Pepper are really glad I come over here this morning.
Anytime, Monica.
Look, collect the flyers.
I'm going to put them up now. And anybody coming here for buy anything, they're going to get one.
Hey, we have another customer.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, honey. Hey, girl, like you and Carrie and baby ice cream for mash today.
We going, yes? I ain't missing mash for nothing.
Unique, look. Take a couple of these flyers. I done give Dinah some for post up in the restaurant. But maybe you could hand them out at the float parade. We welcome people from all over.
Sure, me got no problem with that.
What you buying today, Unique?
You got any seasoned fish or prawns?
Yes, we do.
Wonderful. What kind of fish?
We got bango, snapper, and trout.
All right, give me 2 packs of the bango. I feel like eating it today, so I find off a walk with.
Sure.
How's young Kevin doing, Unique?
Stressing me out.
Girl, husband is not for stress you out. Who got the time?
Yeah.
Well, I hope y'all are able to work it out.
Look, you and Kevin make such a beautiful couple. He's a decent young man. I never hear he in any sort of problem. Work on it, man.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, people, I run in. Pepper and Simon, thank you so much for your willingness to participate in the event.
I know it's going to be a big success.
When we done, everybody in Morundai, down to the smallest child, should be able to talk about the EITI.
Divine girl, I just finished frying this fish here. We gonna ready in about 45 minutes.
All right, good. Ryan getting them children ready. We can pick you up in about an hour.
Good. Right now, Kevin could stay home and all. He fret me this morning.
Where's this with two of y'all now?
I realize like Kevin ain't got no understanding of my feelings. If I say I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the mood.
That's the only problem?
Basically.
Unique, I want to ask you something.
Sure.
You still love Kevin?
What do you mean if I still love he? I must love he. He's my husband.
Just asking.
I love him, Divine. It's just that, like, I don't know what's going on with me, man. I just don't be in the mood.
You think it could be something medical?
I don't know.
Maybe you should go check.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, marriage also includes intimacy. Matter of fact, that is a big part of marriage. And if you're not doing anything with Kevin, what do you expect him to
be
do?
Be patient and have understanding.
And what if he decides to turn to another woman?
You see, there's a problem with plenty people these days. Souls that can't get the way, they're ready to cheat. But I know Kevin. He won't do that. He's too much of a coward.
Don't talk about him like that, man. He's a nice guy. He loves and respects you.
Yeah.
He doesn't abuse you. He doesn't cheat. He's understanding. You know how many women would kill for a man like Kevin?
I know. I just want him to understand and I just don't be in the mood all the time.
When last y'all did anything?
I don't know. Maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
What? You niggas, what really going on, man?
What?
Something going on with you and it doesn't seem like you're being honest.
I'll go to the doctor, Divine.
You should do that as soon as possible. Y'all still going to counseling?
Yeah, once a week.
And the counselor knows about it?
Yes. This is all Kevin is complaining about. But he could watch videos and sort out himself while I figure out why I'm feeling this way.
In the long run, if you and Kevin continue to have problems and you can't give him what he needs, maybe it would be best if y'all got a divorce so he could be free to be with somebody who loves and wants him.
But Divine, I say I love you. I just don't want to be touched all the time.
Really, Unique?
Divine, I gotta go. See you in an hour.
So you talking me name it Divine?
She's my best friend, Kevin. You know we just talk about everything.
So I must watch video and sort out myself?
It was just a suggestion.
This means you have no intention of working on intimacy?
Here we go again.
I want a straight answer, Unique.
The counselor said you need to be more understanding, Kevin.
I don't know how much understanding you want me to be. I've been trying, Unique.
Obviously not hard enough.
Wow. Look who talking.
Look, I go in and get Iceland ready.
She's already dressed. I just put her down for a nap.
Okay.
Unique, seriously? I wanted to understand whatever you're going through. I want us to get through this together.
Okay, Kevin.
You could be honest with me.
I have been honest with you. I just don't be in the mood, but I'm gonna go see a doctor to understand why I'm feeling this way.
Okay.
Look, I go in and shower. Divine and Ryan coming for us in about an hour.
Okay.
Please, I want to have fun when we go to the float parade today, okay?
Me too.
Okay.
Unique, you know I will never give up on you, right? I love you. I don't care how many challenges we go through. That will never change.
Okay, I love you too. Anyway, I go in a shower.
How long more you could live in a marriage like this, Kevin? How much longer?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.